his life continues. As the birth goes, so his death. You know, he began by being in the place where animals feed, and he ends by feeding his people with his body and his blood. It's all connected. It's all connected. Philippians 2:6. Let me just read this to you. Who, being in the very nature of God, speaking about Jesus, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. That's what we celebrate on Christmas. Jesus coming in human likeness, being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a Christ. On a cross. So Jesus doesn't just match our poverty, and we'll talk about our poverty in a second. He doesn't just match it, he exceeds it. Nobody is or will ever be as impoverished as Jesus became for you. Nobody is or will ever be as impoverished as Jesus became for you. That's the gift of Christmas. So we've been graced by Jesus. It cost Jesus everything. Lastly, what is the appropriate response to this gift? He died for you. He loves you. He's given all this to you. He left it all for you. Is your heart stirred? The appropriate response is to receive it. The appropriate response is to receive it. And that's what it says. Christ, though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you, right, through his poverty, you might become rich. Are you rich today? Are you rich? Or are you still poor, even though Jesus became poorer than you can imagine for you? What you do when you are given the best present imaginable is you say, good grief, thank you for being so kind. I can't do a thing to earn this. I'll just take it. I'll just receive it. You know, there's a cheerful giver. That's the moment where you give something and you have to try to enjoy the fact that you're losing money. There's also the cheerful receiver, okay? Jesus has loved me by giving everything to me, by pouring out his life for me. Someone needs to hear this today. That's something that you take. That's something that you take home. That's something that you receive. Now, we're not talking about physical richness here, are we? We're not talking about money, so please don't hear me that I said that you're going to walk away rich physically. God really doesn't care about any of that. You shouldn't either. It just ends up being paper and nothing, okay? We're talking about, well, he came down here so that we could go up there. That's what we're talking about. He came down here so that he could lead us up and so he could fill our life with spiritual blessing and joy and happiness of knowing that we are right with him. How do I take that gift? Are you going to take this Christmas? Are you going to actually get the Christmas gift? Or are you going to get the other gifts and miss out on Jesus? The way to take that gift is, we've talked about this before, the ABCs of faith. This one is not on the thing. Oh, yes, it's in the conclusion, actually. You can go ahead and click to the conclusion. The ABCs of faith. This is how you respond to the one who gave you everything. You admit you're a sinner. That is, you admit you're spiritually impoverished. You cannot earn God's favor. You cannot do enough. Then, B, you believe that Jesus came to pay for your sins and to die your death and to rise again to prove that he's defeated death. That's why Jesus came. He came to deal with your debt. And you believe it. You believe in the cross. And then lastly, you confess. You confess that from now on, Jesus is your Lord. You confess that he has come and that he loves you and that you receive that. And you're gonna listen from now on. Admit, believe, confess. That's the way we go back up. That's how we go into God's presence. God has graced us. Jesus was impoverished for us. So let him make us rich. Okay, let's turn towards him and receive what he has. Okay, so a couple conclusions for you from this lesson. The first is you might be thinking as we got through this lesson, I didn't really realize how much Jesus has given up for me, okay, in leaving earth and doing those things. And so for us who believe, as we've kind of come and thought, well, actually, Jesus has done more for me than I realized he has done. In a moment when we pray, that's a good moment to just say to God, you know, thank you for what you've done. Thank you for that you really did go out of your way for me. Thank you that this really is an infinitely worthwhile present that you've given me. And maybe I've been living as if that present really doesn't matter, but no more. Thank you. I'll receive that and I'll live in that. Yeah? And then the other thing you can do is if you haven't trusted Jesus, if you haven't admitted you're a sinner or believed that Jesus paid for you or confessed him as Lord, you'll have an opportunity to do that as well. And if you'd like to do that, I'm actually going to pray. You can just pray right along with me a prayer inviting Jesus to come and save you, to take away your sins, and that you want to live forever with him. Okay? So those are some ways that we can finish this lesson off. Let's bow our heads, and there'll be a moment of quiet for you to talk with the Lord, and then I'll also lead if anybody wants to either pray to receive the Lord or to just recommit their lives. They can do that as I pray. So let's bow our heads. God, we thank you for your grace. We recognize that there is power in what you did for us on the cross and also in coming to earth, that you left and you became poor for us. And we don't want to ignore that anymore. We want to just say thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for Christmas. Thank you for coming. Thank you for blessing us by leaving everything comfortable and easy and going and doing the most hard thing that anyone has ever been asked to do, all because you care about us. And so now in your own heart, let's speak with the Lord whatever you wish.